Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. If you're a Montana Medicaid expansion member, listen up. Major changes to the program take effect today, July 1st. To find out how these changes impact your coverage, the best place to start is the state's Changes to Medicaid website. That site is the primary resource for a full list of qualifying community engagement activities, exemption categories, and documentation steps to take if you need to make sure you continue to receive your Medicaid benefits. Department of Public Health and Human Services officials are urging all members to log into their account or apply at apply.mt.gov right away. Again, that's apply.mt.gov. You can verify your contact information there and review your current status to maintain your health coverage. Under the changes starting today, most members between the ages of 19 and 64 who are not otherwise excluded will need to document at least 80 hours of qualifying community engagement. That could be work, volunteering, or school, but you have to do it each month. Again, head to MedicaidChanges.mt.gov for complete details on the new requirements. Big news for healthcare in Polson. Providence St. Joseph Medical Center has been awarded a $550,000 grant from the M.J. Murdoch Charitable Trust. The funding is a major boost for the hospital's critical access campaign. Hospital officials say the dollars will play a pivotal role in the facility's ongoing transformation, ensuring that rural patients and their families in the Mission Valley can continue to receive exceptional care while they stay at home. The Murdoch Trust is a well-known for supporting projects that strengthen the cultural, social, and educational foundations of the Pacific Northwest. Work on the expansion is expected to continue throughout this year as the hospital looks to meet the growing healthcare needs of the region. Governor Greg Gianforte announcing that Montana has joined the Western Transmission Expansion Coalition, or WESTEC. The coalition includes 11 Western states working together to improve the reliability of the energy grid as demand across the West is projected to grow by 20% over the next decade.